This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Dick Pfister, presidential sunglasses, and chick with math. It's all coming up right after this.
The Detroit Pistons, former champs of basketball. I have so many souvenirs, it's hard to list them all. I have piston pants. I have piston shorts. I have piston beer mugs. Sometimes people don't even notice. I have piston ashtrays. I have piston shoes. I have piston basketballs. When I dribble, they do too.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
So there's Josh Arnold.
Hi there.
He's at the contrary desk.
No, I'm not.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline. Willie Griswold organized a late appearance today, and Pat Godwin continues to be missing. We haven't heard or seen tell of him for...
No. We get John Walsh
six
on.
6 days, something.
Yeah, six. We need to put him on a milk carton. I'm Chick McGee at the OrangeInsoles.com sports desk.
Or a bottle
desk.
Of vodka, what the hell?
And here's...
a bottle of Jameson's.
Oh, might as well. And here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I've never had a cocktail with him.
Tis the season for Jameson's, though, right?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
He has,
big Jameson.
He has
Lincoln.
Left the world of drinking.
As really? Far as you know.
Yeah, far as I know.
I have no idea. I'm teasing, of course.
He's disappeared. I haven't seen him for 7 or 8 days.
I'm sure he's just healing up from his
surgery
3 months.
Yeah, he had a major surgery. Well,
mm-hmm. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Okay. He's all right.
3 months ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the, he's not wrong. Tip in Ace.
He especially loves
you know
it
what
when,
I need right
when
now?
Ace piles on.
You know what I need right now?
What do you need?
I need a palate cleanser. In the, yes,
ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sexy man with a deep voice. Ace Cosby.
Come on.
Here he is with his joke of the day.
Tom, you know yesterday was Chuck Norris's birthday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I neglected to talk about it.
Oh.
You know, most people can pee their name in snow.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris can pee his name in concrete.
Wow.
Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
He's a bad man.
I love those Chuck Norris jokes. They're so stupid. What is the one about doing push-ups?
Yeah, he doesn't push himself up. He pushes the earth down.
Oh, that's right.
Love it.
Well, you know, the dinosaurs looked at Chuck Norris the wrong way. Once, you know what happened to them.
Anyways,
he wiped them all out.
Now, yesterday, sometimes life can be funny on its own. Doesn't really need any help. The Business Channel.
Yeah.
The Fox Business Channel.
Sure.
A lot of stock market stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right. Oh, boy.
I don't watch that. I can't.
Well, you don't have a financial person in your life, apparently.
I don't watch it now.
Oh, do you have to watch that all the time, Christy? Oh, God. No, thanks.
At least before you watch it, close all the windows.
Yeah. I'm glad there are people to watch this stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Take care of our money. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't understand it at all. But a friend of mine took a photograph of the screenshot of the television set when they introduced Alpha Corps Wealth Advisory CEO Dick Pfister.
Oh, no.
No. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it PF at least?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it does.
If your name is Dick Pfister, wow.
Don't you go by your middle name or Richard.
Anything.
Something.
Or you try Alan, something. Change it. Yeah.
His sister, Anna L. Pfister. Really?
Oh.
Anna L.
Especially when you...
When you read it.
When you read it on the screen. It is very, very disturbing.
Honey, what do you now want to name the baby?
We will...
I like Richard.
We'll take this photograph. It was Mike Mark from our staff actually sent it to me. So we will take this image and place it on...
Sure, he's a bright man. Probably quite wealthy.
I'm sure he's got tons of money. I'm sure that, you know, his private jet may say Dick Pfister on the side in big letters.
Yes.
And even then people laugh at him. They go, you know, I don't have a lot of money, but I can enjoy the sunset and not have to wake up being named Dick Pfister. I got an update for Christy Lee. Right.
Okay.
According to GQ.
Yes.
Which used to be called Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yeah, Jason Bateman on the cover. Boys,
I don't make a move without GQ, and I mean movement.
According to GQ, President Biden is wearing Ray-Ban RB3025 Classic Aviator sunglasses.
Good for him.
Okay.
Currently available at Amazon for $154.
He can afford them.
You think that's...
Here's a photograph of him, and you can see the Ray-Ban logo.
Oh, you can?
On the upper right lens.
Yeah.
Now, you've said you've seen shots where that's not there. You have to wonder if he called them and said, hey, look, can you make some of these for me without
the logo? Just didn't notice it. I don't know. But the General Accounting Office has to buy those from Ray-Bans, and they cost the president $12,000.
Oh, well, GAO buys them.
Oh, right.
You heard 12. I heard 15.
Yeah, well, most of that goes to Area 51. But
if they want the case, it's $3,000 extra. So.
Mm-hmm. You think that's their key demographic there, Ray-Bans? The octogenarian?
Well, I hope
they're
in like
classics,
how long
man.
Is it? Yeah, here in a little while, I'll be still wearing Nikes and Ray-Bans. I hope.
I'm thrilled about that.
I'm a big Ray-Ban guy. I like the Wayfarers. The ones he wears, those wire ones. If you don't have a case, they end up getting bent. The side thingies get bent in your pocket. So
pilots still wear them. They swear by those.
Yeah, pilots tend to wear the ones that are square though. Yes, that's the big thing. If you look at all the pilots, that's a big thing among pilots.
I am not going to say a word.
Nope,
last time we had this argument, you were wrong and I was right.
Let him run.
A pilot sent me the...
Hey, he said, changing the subject, I'd like to thank Bryce Smith from Midwest Homes for Pets. When I shot my mouth off the other day and said Ruby chews up all of her beds.
Right.
Bryce said, hey, I can send you some pet beds. She won't chew up. And... by God, they got there almost instantaneously. So,
were they concrete?
No, they're very nice and they're soft. And for the first time ever, my puppy dogs went in and laid on their beds without me laying on them first.
Oh,
that's right.
Wow,
I laid on them first.
Wow.
Yes.
See, I have the Orvis bed. And it's, what do they call it, chew-proof or something? And if they you send it back and they give you a new one.
I have one of those, but there's a hole in it. And as I said yesterday, I have better things to do than be running back and forth to UPS.
I doubt that.
And it was pointed out to me later yesterday, I don't have anything better to do.
Yes.
So maybe...
Christy, here are the ones the pilots wear, the Ray-Ban Caravan.
Whatever.
I bet different pilots wear different sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
There's no having a conversation with you. We realize that.
And are we talking commercial pilots? Are we talking military pilots?
All the astronauts.
Most pilots wear non-polarized aviator sunglasses either in the classic teardrop shape or squared.
Caravan. That's it. There, those carrots. Look at it. I've got them right here, Christy.
I know you do, but I'm telling you.
Have you ever looked at someone and goes, okay, yeah, I'm wrong. You're right.
Never.
I've learned something today. No, I bet you never have.
I actually love doing that. I love learning.
Well, most people do.
Is that right?
That is right.
Is that what you teach me something?
Except for math for you. You never...
Oh, no, that I don't care about at all. Okay. There are machines who can do that very easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know all my times.
Mr. Calculator.
Go ahead. Ask me a times table. Go ahead. 0 to 9. Go ahead.
0 to 9?
Uh-huh.
2 times 7.
14.
Very good. He's good.
Go ahead. Give me a time.
8 times 7.
56. Go ahead.
We can throw him here.
Anything.
0 times 8.
0.
Oh, he Nailed it.
Very good.
Sing.
Very good. Okay. Now we'll do Wordle.
How about
and then we'll move
zero.
On to sports.
Eight, 18.
That's right.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Have you ever been, as we continue our current feature that's sweeping the country, it's called Have You Ever Been?
Or Have You Ever Seen?
Have you ever been in gym class playing soccer and one guy on one team goes up to hit the ball with his head while another guy on the other team runs up to kick the ball with his foot?
Oh.
And the guy who was trying to hit it with his head gets kicked in the face, and the front tooth of the guy using his head comes out clean as a whistle.
Oh.
Root and all. Oh. And blood and tooth are on the gym floor.
Oh, boy.
Well, I got one similar to that.
Tooth.
This comes to us from Mr. WH.
Hi, WH.
Walking home from school. The kids in front of us were rolling a multicolored ball down a slight hill. My friend ran up to it and kicked it at full speed. It was a bowling ball.
Oh, my God.
Broken leg and foot.
Really?
And that hurts to think about.
That's crazy. Wow. And Christy, you never said you said you never broken a bone?
No, I've broken a bone.
Oh, okay. Which
Remember?
One? Which one? Oh, your ankle in Italy.
No, I broke this one, whatever this little bone is right here.
That'd be the tibia.
That's it.
That's the chlamydia.
Yeah. Tom, you ever broken a bone?
Yeah.
Which one?
I broke my arm in 62 places.
Remember that?
It's glued together. Yeah. There's a big iron rod in there.
Oh, that's right. Your neighbor had it with you.
Wait, wasn't easier just to cut it off?
Had a conversation.
62 places, don't you go, out? All right, that's gone.
I'll show you the
x-ray. It's stunning.
I think you have sent me.
It's very, very
nice. I was in Nassau with a friend, says Jill. I won't give her full name. Dr. Jill by... Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Okay.
We were on the beach, and a seagull pooped in her eye. She yelled at me to get her a towel. I said, okay, just a minute, and frantically looked for my camera. She realized what I was doing, ran into the water to wash her eye. As she was walking back, a huge wave knocked her down face first into the sand.
Washing your eye out in salt water.
That's rough.
Well, no, but when there's seagull poop in there,
I think I'd go with like saline.
Yeah, it's just saline. I mean,
okay.
People sell that.
Let's see. Also, we were talking about presidents wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
And it's really interesting because there are very few photographs of very many presidents wearing shades.
Yeah.
But Biden, if you Google President sunglasses images, it's almost all Biden, including on the cover of Time magazine.
Oh, yeah, that which...
Didn't you know Roosevelt wear sunglasses?
There is actually a photograph of Roosevelt aboard a ship wearing sort of old-fashioned sunglasses.
Really?
Yeah.
You know why he may be wearing sunglasses?
Because he was asleep during the Time magazine shoot?
Well, that, and he's older, and his eyesight may not be what it is, and some people have really big eye sensitivity.
But he's got those kind of small sunglasses.
Like those, Roosevelt?
Like those T-shades you'd see someone wearing at the plate of hippie on Dragnet.
Oh, yes.
T-shades. Okay, no one calls them T-shades but you.
If you Google T-shades, it's very common.
You son of a bitch. I hate your father. Do you know that?
Is it the letter T or is it T-E-A?
No, those little T. Remember the most famous picture is Roger McGuinn of the birds.
Answer the question.
Little teeny, they'd be completely worthless.
Is it golf tees or T-E-A? Like you drank?
T-E-A.
T-shades. The implication was it was a marijuana smoker trying to hide his eyes.
Dope. Okay.
Are these the ones that are perfect? Circles?
No. I suppose the category, I suppose they could be anything, but I think they're the most famous ones are those little rectangular ones. There's President Obama in shades. There's one shot of Bush in shades. And, of course, Kennedy aboard some yacht sailing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I bet he was wearing Wayfarers.
He's got a pair of Wayfarers on.
I knew it.
Biden is wearing the classic Ray-Ban aviator, and you can tell because it's got the logo.
You see Kennedy on board a ship, and the only thing you wonder is, I wonder who's below deck, huh?
Yeah.
They call it the below deck.
I went ahead and picked up some T-shades recently. There you go.
Are those T-shades?
Those are classic T-shades.
Classic.
Dean just
read
it.
Look at that.
Josh, I feel like you're about to offer me the red or the blue pill and tell me the truth about the Matrix.
Oh. Your choice, Will.
They're kind of impractical, though, because they're so small.
Yeah. Yep.
The idea of sunglasses is to, once again, keep
the sun right in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are like the fez of baseball caps. They serve no purpose.
Exactly.
None.
They look good?
He looks so cool.
I could pull these off?
Yes. Yeah, you could.
Here, come here, look at me. I'll let you be the judge if you could pull this off or not. Well, don't do that with your eyebrows. Oh. It looks like you're sick. Okay.
You look like a college theater director that plays blackjack on the weekends. Does that make any sense?
That's right. I count cards.
You look like some jackass from L.A. that thinks he's some kind of filmmaker.
That's right. I was going to make you a star, but ever since you said that.
He's barely even made a successful porn.
Wait a minute. I take it back about the eyebrows. It looks good in the picture.
Thank you. The only other presidents I see in shades, they do have, Christy, you asked for Putin in shades. There is one that I was able to find.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of Clinton, but I don't see Nixon in sunglasses. I don't see Lyndon Johnson in sunglasses. So
No, they probably considered them gauche or wussy. Johnson probably, I can only imagine.
I'll just burn my eyes.
Yeah.
I ain't going to put any of those hippie glasses on.
But I think it's very unusual that President Biden wears those sunglasses all the time. I think so. I mean, good for him. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but do we have to? Do our presidents still have to keep wearing suits? Can't they wear whatever they want? Haven't we gotten to the point where they can wear whatever they want?
On the golf course, they can.
What's wrong with being dressed up?
It sucks. It's uncomfortable.
Respect.
No, it doesn't. I look at a guy in a suit and I go, I'd rather talk to a guy over there in a T-shirt and jeans.
Is that what's keeping you out of the executive office?
That's exactly right.
The dress code?
When I ran for Congress 4 years ago, it was because I wouldn't wear a suit, but I lost.
Do you own a suit?
I do. Yeah.
He hates doing it, though.
What did you have to wear?
Oh, God. I'm sorry I brought this up.
I'm sure you clean up nice. I'm sure you look great.
I do. I look very good.
Was it for a wedding or something more sad?
Honestly, I think it was something, it probably was something
sad. Yeah, something sad.
Bad question. I really take it back. I have a different, we were talking about baseball and the fact that they're apparently going to allow, I guess, the individual teams to sell advertising space on both the helmets and the uniforms. And it dawned on me, if I owned a baked bean company, I would.
Yes.
Who's the most famous bean company?
Bush Beans.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to have a Bush bean? Then you could have the Bush bean ball when a guy gets hit in the helmet.
And they should have. They should sponsor the.
They sponsor the batting. The timeout when you get the old Ray Chapman. Man down.
Well, that would be. Yeah, that. You know what? That's why they don't do it.
to Travis.
I don't think Bush is Bush the number one bean?
You know what? I did not. I know we just got off this subject, but I did not wear a suit at my dad's funeral.
You didn't?
I wore a suit jacket and a nice shirt and jeans because he hated wearing suits.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I went, I'm not going to wear a suit.
But you did wear the T-shades.
Yes.
Receiving line.
Okay. We've got here B&M baked beans.
Oh, those are very good. Very good brand.
Yeah, they figured they'd just name it for what it is.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah. The B?
Shart.
Yeah. They're as good as Sluicers.
I got a letter here if you guys want to hear this.
Yes.
It's sort of, have you ever seen, dear Bob and Tom, you ever watched your younger cousin fart in a Ziploc bag, seal it, and then convince his older brother he caught a microscopic spider in it? Only to pop the bag in his face. He got punched in the back as soon as he ran off. No stitches required.
It worked?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like it.
Boy.
I think it would work.
Yeah. Would it work?
Here's one from
my research.
From Alabama. Eric writes, have you ever had your urologist look you in the eye as you're bent over the exam table with your pants around your ankles?
Look you in the eye?
And your urologist says, with his gloved finger dripping KY, I think I've sprained my prostate finger.
That's a strong cross you got there, pal.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.